If you're a teenager, it's got to be one of the ugliest sentences in the English language. You ready? You're grounded. Oh. Listen, if you're a traveler who flies very much, it's not a very nice word for you either.
All flights have been grounded.
Yeah. Now, if you're a Christian, it's not a fun word either. But there's a way to be grounded without being ground under. Yeah, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about hope when you're grounded. Now, a word for today from the Word of God comes to us from somebody who was really grounded. I'm in Philippians chapter 1, verse 13, and the Apostle Paul is in prison. It's not his choice, of course. It is, however, his new assignment from the Lord. He is there for reasons he doesn't deserve to be. He has been following Christ, serving Christ. He's there on trumped-up charges. But listen to his perspective. He says, "As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ." Okay, Paul had a lot of assignments in his life, a lot of places God sent him to minister, plant churches, a lot of places to preach, a lot of enemies to oppose. But this was probably the toughest assignment the Apostle Paul ever had, to be in chains. But look how he put it. I am in chains for Christ. Now listen, it's a lot easier and a lot more fun to be in charge for Christ. And most of his life, Paul had been in charge, but now he's in chains. He's used to being the one who makes it happen wherever he goes. And now he's in a situation where it appears he can make nothing happen. He's chained all day to one of the Praetorian guards. He can't see the people he loves. He can't be with the people he's reached for Christ. He can't go and witness. He can't stay and preach a sermon to people who need to know what Christ has done. Well, maybe you know something about being in chains yourself. You've been, well, maybe we could say, grounded by the Lord. Oh, they may not be like the chains of a prisoner. They could be the chains that have been imposed by an illness or the limitations imposed by finances or having to wait or by some kind of circumstances that are beyond your control. Can I share with you how Paul was in chains for Christ? Because I think you can be that way too, in your chains for Christ. First of all, trust the one who gives you the assignment. He's assigned you to this limited playing field. So trust him. Number two, look for the ways that God can use your inactivity. Paul found that the gospel actually was advancing right into Caesar's throne room because of the guards that he was chained to and shared Christ with. Now, when my wife was grounded with hepatitis for 9 months in bed, she said it cleansed her schedule and gave her a chance to get closer to the Lord, to be a witness from her bed to the grace of God when an active woman is down. She looked for the ways God could use her inactivity. And number three, remember, your mission is the same wherever you are. Oh, your surroundings change. Your situation changes. But your mission, your assignment, it never does. Paul says in this passage, it served to advance the gospel. Well, that's your mission wherever you are, to advance the gospel. It's the same whether you're in charge or you're in chains. It's the reason you're there. And fourthly, capture your environment for Christ. Boy, that's what Paul did. He said, well, I'm going to make this a Jesus place, even though it's not the place I'd like to be. To be in chains is a burden. But to be in chains for Christ, well, it gives your chains meaning. You may be grounded, but you can be grinning too.